Krishna Das. Aleph we did, I think, a tree. Yeah. It's not called the Book of the Dura. What's base? I think base is the market. No tail. Shagavai hev, shlima lasor, shasor, mechitz kvayu, shor mechitz l'tatav l'chol dav. Yeah. That's the Gemara, the first half and the second paragraph. That's what we just, we're having a b'china. Gidid chamisha, mechitza chamisha. You have, let's say you have a mound like this in the middle of the Rishus Rav. There's 10 Tvachim Tor. It's over here in the park, in Fort Trent Park. They have mounds like that. And they have George Washington on top of a horse. So the mound is 10 Tvachim tall on the edge, and it's all about Tvachim on top. So it's a Rishus Rav. What if it's only 5 Tvachim tall? So it's a Carmelist, it's not going to be a Rishus Rav. But then you have a Mechitza 5 Tvachim tall. So it's neither here nor there. A mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. So you don't have the tail 10 tefachim. You don't have a mechitza 10 tefachim. The Gemara says, no, that it is mitzvah. Gidah chamisha, mechitza chamisha, a mitzvah. If all the three kinds of mechitzas, a charitz is a mechitza. If you have a ditch around, what's the city in Amsterdam? The Hague.
Berlin.
The Hague. Is that the capital of Amsterdam? Something like that. The Hague, I think, has a ditch around it. What do you call it? You don't call it a ditch.
A moat.
A moat. Has a moat. So when you dig in the ground, if you have a bore in the middle of Rishus Rav, if the floor is dala dala tochim and the walls are ten tochim, that's a Rishus Hayochim. If you have a pedestal in the middle of Rishus Rav, a tail is ten tochim tall, dala dala on top, that's a Rishus Hayochim. If you have walls around, that's a Rishus Hayochim. So have any combination of the two, it's also a Rishus Hayochim. That's the Gemara Gittin. Sid base is the Gemara Gittin. What's dala mechitza? I met as my lad hanish le nasir b'shem mechitza kosher. Mechitza that, let's say when they build all the houses, so when the construction workers built the house, they had in mind that the wall should be makib the inside of the house. They didn't have in mind the wall should be makib the street. But the gap in the street is a mechitza met as my lad. It's a mechitza for the street also. That's what the Chazon Ish says. But Moshe claims not so. Moshe claims the walls don't make the street into Rishus Hayochid. I think it's a posh pshas against Gemaras. Moshe Tshuvas on Erev and are irregular. It's not like the rest of the Tshuvas. The rest of the Tshuvas are normal. And Erev has his own opinions on everything. The constant Nazi said he disagrees with the Shulchan, disagrees with everybody. Yeah, so that's Sid Gimel. Mechitza Meres Mavad Hashem Nasa L'Shem Mechitza Kosher. Mechitza Shem Nasa Bishab is also Kosher. And Mechitza Shem Nasa Shai Gubi Shoigli. Abel Bemeze Hav Yim Mechitza Lahach Mim Chai Belezark L'Toch Abel Loi Lahati L'Talta Bishab Skozi Nala gain benefit from it. If a Jew built a Mechitza, or if a Goy, let's say the Goyim put up a building in the middle of Shabbos. What put up? They put up a hotel. They put up walls around the hotel. So who do they put it up for? So if they put it up for 100 people and 50, one of them are Jewish, then it's called Nasa B'Shul Yisrael. And Akam Shasam Melach B'Shul Yisrael, not allowed to gain benefit from it. Here. See, what's your test? Avlo lahatim shum knas, v'ose gam l'chalodim v'tal t'alidei zu mechitza b'oisa Shabbos. What's your base? Came Ashma, a prima god, a posh, I'm prima god, I'm stopping Gamma, I'm a mechitza. Wutu, the Shabbos, a board, the day also, the young canal, and Sham. When Das Agrosham, the posh, a catasis, or the Gamma, Wutu, the Shabbos, a board. I thought it should depend who was put up for. I thought it depends. If they put up the wall for 100 people, 51 agoyim, then you go baser right, so it's nasa bishul nachri, so then it's mutta to carry in it. If it's nasa bishul Yisrael, then it's awesome. The Mishnah has that a boat, now when the planes land, so the planes are all manufactured in such a way that they move over the walkway, and the people walk off of the plane. They have to climb down the steps, they walk off and you go into the terminal. But years ago, when a boat would land, no two boats were made the same. So they had to build a ramp so that all the people would get off the boat. So every time a boat would land, they had to make a new ramp. The ramp that they made for the other boat didn't fit for this boat. So the Mishnah has a case that Rabbi Gamliel was once on the boat. The boat landed on Shabbos. So they knew the chief rabbi was on the boat, so they had him in mind. But if they don't know chief rabbi, nobody special, then you go Basar Rab. They had in mind everybody. They had in mind everybody. So if the rave of the people, they had in mind that goyim, then there's no knas. I thought the knas is only if it's not a bishul yisur. Al hoysasham the heisir of the chazver and asa afil of meisel chazver latera harishon. What if there was a mechitza and they took it down and then they put it back up? Then he says you don't have a penalty. Kigom beis agimol sheki. Who says this? The Sphinx Kshuvus and Niglulu Bishabs Kapirish are Tosas. Tosas learns that that's Pshat and the Gemara. Let's see. Let's see the Mishnah Bruchov. Osa Shamho Adin Kshu Hoysa Vinistra Kaidim Hashabas. Okay. The Hasira Lerusa Nok the Koshkin Kshuvus and Mela. The Gon Shnaim Hoy Yochel the Tsarbe Pshitas. Yishach Shoyla Machitza Gmosh Al Yodahoy and Makam Shuza Yochel. Sirvish Al Chazvas Al Bolash Min Bisham Shlosh Al Noshim. Feel the Ebshe Ben Emelin is about to be told and told them is other than it's a chidish a kif on Mach Zolo so it's lemon the chol the tikkun is in the open shalai nidi my luach shai evo yachan it's a chidish why should it be so I don't know how come that he said that that's Tosef Pshat in the Gemara I don't know why should it be so why is Taka why the Eruv good middle of Shabbos the Mechitzes fell down then later on, they put it back together, even the Mezid. They put the Mechitzas back up again, which they're not allowed to do. Chazer Lehetera and Arishan, and even Eru V'chatzeres that they set aside, is still good. Why is it still good? It's a new issue, say it. I don't know. What's the beer? Why is there no penalty? I don't know. What's Dalet Sfina? Muta Lutalta B'kul Afidu Yaisem Ebeis HaSayim. Why? The Chashimah Mokefas L'Dira. If it's a Sfina like the Queen Elizabeth, the people, it's like they have apartments there. And you have a dining room, that I understand. That kind of a sphere is hookah for the deer. A sphere that they, if it's a fisherman's boat, they just go fishing on it. That's, I don't know if that's hookah for the deer. If it's a sphere that's intended to for people to sleep on the boat for a long time, they go on a traveling, touring. Kifor lode tachta. Kifor, what if you have a boat and turn it upside down? In order to sleep under the boat, it shouldn't rain on you.
Should I tell people in your name?
What?
Can I tell people in your name to do it?
You can say my name, yeah, yeah.
Alright. I'll give you Hebrew name and I'll go around to people in your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, Hebrew name was Yisrael, I think.
But his father's name is also.
Yeah. I don't know. Father, Lord, the Tachtahab, Yushu Sayachar, Afalleho. He turned the boat upside down in order to sleep under it, so that's called hookah fladira. And not only can you carry under it, you say Rishusa Yachazala Adlarakia. So even on top of the boat. Habi Rishusa Yachar Afaleho. Kfal is up, so what if you turn the boat upside down just in order to put on tar and pitch? You didn't intend that it should be a Rishusa Yach, a metal from the boil of a dollar if it's Yosef Mibesasan. That's not hookah fladira. If you turned it upside down in order that people should sleep under it, that's called hookah fladira. You turned it upside down to put on tar and stuff, then it's not hookah fladira. Okay. Makalosa mechitza bikelim abuakofis bein shalerev levad gon shalchabolim hol sheshesi levad gon kanim utim oritz etorim atzasayim afilu leyochid biyishuv and mutorim. You can make a mechitza with any material. Let's say people want to carry in an area. So they put an Arab shop, they put their cars in a circle. So the cars are the mechitza, provided that it's not more than 3 tefachim from the wall of the car to the floor. Otherwise, it's a mechitza tluya. If it's not within 3 tefachim, it's no good. And the wall has to go up straight, 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim, I think the cars do go up. All the cars probably go up 10 tefachim. But not all of them are tefach, gimel tefachim to the ground. samah samana. So he says if you have shesi b'le'er, b'le'er b'le'shesi, you don't have to have crisscross in order to say lavud. If you have in one direction, you have poles, you say lavud, or you have strings like this, and you say lavud. You had it then before, if the people are only there temporarily, it's not kavua, so then shesi b'le'er, b'le'shesi, is also midirabon. But here he says, I guess if you live there, Shes b'lev ebla shes is muta atzasaim afilu liyochid b'yishuv. What does that mean? Atzasaim. Why is there a star here? After the letter Lamed Beis, why is there an asterisk? What does it tell you to look at?
Gemara is a bear halacha on it.
Yeah, but bear halacha. Atzasaim. Would they hide the beer halacha here? That's a sign. Koi raka shesi be'erev eloi al nashikosev b'kolos ha'machitz. Yeah. If you only made shesi b'lo erev, erev b'lo shesi, then it's only muter ad sasayim afilu liyochid b'yishuv. What do those words mean? You don't need three people. We had a din before, if you have three people, then it has a din of shayara. We had it, so listen. Then it has a din of shayara, so then it's mutter. We shes b'leir. But if it's two or one person, then it's good. Atzasayim. Yes, and a beis asayim is not good. Atzasayim on a beis. V'lo yes, I feel him hikif. Lodu elishtam sham kim shehi mechitza grua. Okay. So Erev B'lo Shesi is only good for Yochid Ad Sasayim. Is no good. If you have three people, B'shayara, then you make them. Even Erev B'lo Shesi. Everything has to be loved. You can even use live animals. What's the chiddush? There's one Tana who holds not so, I think. There's one Tana who holds that the Balechayim is no good. So I think an Erev and Dafta as well. There's one Tana who holds that the Mechitza from Balechayim is no good. In Baruachayim. We don't pass on that. We pass on Baruch Haim is good. They tie into that when you dance on Simchas Torah, a lot of people sit down in shul. You're not allowed to because they're carrying the Sefer Torah. So I think in the Shemesh Abskofas, it quotes one of the Gedolim said, if the people are dancing and their legs are close to each other, depends how they're dancing. They're dancing in such a way that their legs are close to each other, so it's a mechitza of Baruch Haim, the legs of the people dancing around. So you're allowed to sit down in the same room, further over, not in the middle of the circle, because the dancing, the legs make it, that's rare, far-fetched. The legs are going to be so close, and the legs are not lovely to each other. That's how they're dancing.
Why? Can you be tied up?
Here it says, Rashi Yuk Fusin. Why does it have to be Fusin? Because you're afraid. I know. Here, what does he say? I'm involved. You have to tie the behemoths together. She covers him at Bod Yom. Before Shabbos, Mutter, the Tatar, they said, Bishabbos, Tant, being a Kvisa, Echod, one reason, Shalo Yibrachu. The behemoths may walk away. He won't realize that the Yemachitz have disappeared. The Gamdi, number two, another reason, the Rav Halchia Hefsek, Ben Cholol, Shabbin, Ragna, Behemoth, the Horitz, Al Kashik Fusa, Shechevis, Begufa, Al Karka, Arishesh, so I told him, Bova, okay. Yeah. If it has the dimensions of a mechitza, it's 10 tefachim tall, and it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, then it's good. If not, there's not. It does not have the dimensions of a mechitza. I feel about Nashim, people standing. I feel about Nashim, Shom them say, Tzol Zer Lepachas Megimel, I feel about Shem Bahalchim, even if they're walking, but their legs are close to each other. Mashu mechitza, Benem, Mashu Sayach, Ushal, Yehidu, Shem, Tushim, Mechitza, if I ask them, please, I have to carry something. So please stand like this and make a mechitza, so I'll be allowed to carry. So then I'm allowed to make a mechitza on my terrace on Shabbos. That's all I write. So if I don't tell them why, I say, do me a favor, stand over here. So they stand with their feet together. They stand like soldiers with their feet together. Everything is lovely. So then it's good, as long as they don't realize why they're standing there. That's what it says. Only if they don't realize, if one whole knows that it's even though he himself is not enough to make the whole mechitza, who says that? Echad mehem yodeya. What letter is this? A tuf. The letter tuf. Kuf tuf. Ochas chemishem yodeya. If one of them knows, even though one person is not enough to make a mechitza, and all the others don't realize, so he says a chidush that it's awesome. Even if he doesn't tell them in advance, but the situation is such, they're going to catch on soon enough. In if they probably will catch on, then you know. He once did that shtick. Last Shabbos, last year he did it. And the same people is using it again. So they're going to realize it, that they're being used to make a mechitza. Then you're not allowed to. Liasma mechitza, or should never use them again, the same people, because then they'll catch on in the middle. So Mishnah Berurah Mem has a suffix from the Magen Avraham Shem Bes Yosef. The same person shouldn't use the same people to make a mechitza for him that he should carry. What if the same people, but a different person is going to use them? So they already heard last year that they were used by someone else. But we assume they'll certainly catch on now or not. So he says that we're going to have one quote. But he says the something all the rabbis make shayva and dim. What's the problem? Bo mitchilu shaloladas afal pisha kachegisha in lochash. That's it. Originally he has them line up like soldiers and make a mechitza. And then they're standing there, and then they realize that they're being used, that they have to walk away. He said, no, they have to walk away. And Lochish does not mean, he said, to stand there, to go, to walk, to make a mechitza, that's awesome. But at the time that we walked to make a mechitza, we were misasik. We didn't realize that that we're making mechitza on our terrace. Even though later on, when we're standing, we realize that we're being used as a mechitza. There's no melacha v'sheg al tas. It just remains standing there. That's not called. Yesh misham shalo yamir oisam adam shulot so yishtamish ben bechitza zu. Yamir oisam acher shalo yadak. Who says like that? I thought not so. What's big? So we draw. That's unusual. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a din from the Ritva. That's very unusual. Who the Beis says they have a Ritva? The Bomit. Again. יש מי שאין משל ים רץ מאל שרות צדשטן מחיץ זו על ים רץ מאחר אין לאס מחיץ של בן אדם רק בשעס הצר בשעס הצר שעד רב אין שלח לדרך בשביל שרם יעס רב ולהר לך שם תינוי כשיבי עדיו וכלי מחיץ יעס רב שם גם שאין יעני בו Better to let little children walk there and don't tell them. They'll pick up the dover, they'll pick the thing up and they'll carry it on their own. Really? It's better to let little children carry it. If it's not my children. My children are not allowed to let them. Let other children do it. What is the Mishnah Berurah right now? God will help clean up his roof. Then I tell you, there's a chavis that we shall love. I'm not such a man. It's not my father. So the Matzah chavis we shall have. And there's a chavis that we shall love. He knows that it's his father's watch. He's carrying it. Then the father is on violation. Aliyah miskata min astam ha'vos and mishwa love it. So come on. Limcha is between his desh. Aloy yivyan. Father has to tell his child, don't carry it on my behalf. We're not allowed. That's an aseris adib. It says, limcha bitecho. Because when the children are ktan before that mitzvah, they're doing malach on behalf of their parents. Kosh ken shaloy yivachem yisham. Not about a being in the zoo. A din of achay fichum shalom adam achair. A din of yodam akil yivyan. A koz of achair. Even if the child is doing this, the parents have to stop the child. That's a very important thing. That's the parents. They don't have this head. This is someone other than the parents. not only parents are not allowed to carry the child to go there to carry, they miss eating to carry, even if the child's carrying is on his own. They have to be my Christian eating. And they said, they're not bothering. So that's a din of sin. Okay. What's if Ches Kars Merub Al Ha'emet Asur? Yeah, that's a din in every mechitza. This sin is about mechitzas in general. Is a mechitza, yeah. She's not good. Mechitza in general. Kars Merub Al Ha'emet is not good. You have a long a bar. Let's say you have a rectangular shape. One bar has walls and fences and stuff. It has gaps. So if you add up all the gaps of Kars Merub Al Ha'emet, then it's no good. LMK called Pierce Man Klusim Shalosha Toch. Each Pierce is less than 3 Toch, and then you say love it. Love it is Klusas Madame. Paritz Kaim, what if exactly 50-50? That's a machlek, it's a Nigmara, it's a Shulchan Apas, and Mutter. Yemish has a Bemir, if it's exactly 50-50, we make it. Babach, you know, you have a Machamech, Paritz, Yasim, Yasim, if you have Pierce, Yasim, Yasim, it's no good. Abel Ad, Esaram, it's Mutter, Menesh, Ukip Pesach. Up until then, including 10 amas, and you have a long wall, 1,000 amas, and you have gaps of exactly 10 amas or less. Exactly 10 or less is a pesach. But yes and yes, and that's not good. That's the big machlokes, but the pits, yes and yes, is that a din there? I said din there, I bought it. Sifyut, imosa tsuras a pesach, fill the pits, yes and yes, and mutter. So it's a Pesach is good. I feel it like not too, yeah. I feel it fits a yes and yes. The Rambam has a Chiddush of Chumra. It's based on Yerushalmi. We don't even have that Gerson Yerushalmi. It's, oh, yeah. See, the end of this Sif. The end of this Sif. The first line down the next one. Ula Rambam. Ain't so it's a Pesach, all it fits a yes and yes. Elam came right in the Rubal of Paris. Or on the Ruach Revius. If you have three boys, and then you have the fourth wall is missing, and you put it, so it's a Pesach, even if it's 20 amas long, that's good. The Ruach HaVius is good. And the first three walls, we would only be Meikel if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, yes and yes, if it's Oymed Merubala parts. Right? So the Koshav Shat is, because Pirtz yes and yes, it's only Medir Rabbanah. Just like the whole need for the Tikkun on the Ruach HaVius is only Medir Rabbanah. So you make a lot of Tzuris HaPesach, yes and yes. So too, the Rambam is making on the Tzuris HaPesach, yes and yes. On the first three walls, if you have a member of all the parts, obviously the Rambam thinks that Pirtz, yes and yes, is all the Midr Rabbanah. If you would have been in a term, why are you making it? Well, the Rambam. The Halacha said the Magen Mishnah has a kasha on the Rambam. You say the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi, it's not from the Bavli. Bavli's against it. That's the question. Why the Rambam every so often passes like Yerushalmi's against Bavli's? The klal is the rif from the end of Erevin has that klal. The Bavli was written after the Yerushalmi, and he assumes the Yerushalmi was written by Talmid and Rabbi Yechon. Yechon was the first generation of Rambam Roim. This Talmid by the second generation. The Bavli was way later. So the rif assumes it's questionable, his assumption. He assumes the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in Yerushalmi. And if they disagree, then we say Hilchos of Kibasra. He passed from like the later Chacham because he took everything into consideration and he disagreed with the earlier generations. So that's why the Rif has that quality under there. Many books are written about that. It's historically, is it true? And the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in Yerushalmi. That's what the Rif says. And the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah also writes, because like the Bavli, he implies against the Yerushalmi. But the Kama Mekan, the Rune Gron writes, the Kama Mekan is the Rambam does pass like Yerushalmi against Bavli. So that's a big problem. But by Gorin, put out a whole sefer on this. Rambam Ha Yerushalmi. Lulu, I don't know why somebody gave me this sefer. So the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, is machmer for this Rambam. So the Bavitcher won't carry it. But then Mekel, if you put a pole every 9 amas, then even though the Sakhar is on total, it's 100 amas. As long as each serves that Eser, the gap between one kol and the other is less than Eser, they're making it. As Anish writes, said that's wrong. He said that's against the Gemara. Because when the Gemara Babli entertained the Svara that yes and the Eser, and so it's a Pesel, doesn't happen, the Gemara rejects it. So Tosfos points out, even if it's Sach HaKol more than, even if each distance between one kol and the other is less than Eser, but there's some totals more than Eser, that's called yes and the Eser. So the Lubavitcher, they're not going to send it as an issue. They hold on it and out the Rebbe. So out the Rebbe is make a lot. There is a machmir. You have to put a poll every 9 hours, then you can get out. In Tannersville, they have a lot of Lubavitcher. The majority of the Shem Shabbat is on Lubavitcher. Where I go on the side. So there, the husbands are very machmir. But they permit their wives to carry it in Erev. They don't want to carry it. The wives are not Jewish. The wives, they can carry in any sloppy area. They don't care. The media, yeah, good, no good. They won't care. Unless their wives to care. They won't care. It's not right. Yeah, what's against if you? Also, it's a few pizzas, nurses, not too long, not so a dollar from days. Babruch puts one pole here, one pole in here, in the four corners. They have a string that goes over. Little notes of Dalukan Days, McDonald's, Russell says, that's all got there, Mutter. Yeah, this is provided. This is provided. Yeah, this is only provided that the poles have to be sturdy enough to hold the door. If you attach a door to the poles, the door, two doors, each door is half the distance, the doors would make it into a Shizayoch, the doors would be 10,000 doors. But if it's not sturdy enough to hold the door, then it's no good. That's Medina de Gemara. That's a de Gemara. Anamila b'chotzim abu sheish lehem diyur. Abu b'dikah b'mahami. And b'dikah b'ayim d'shekol ha'ufas. B'day tzuris ha'pesa. Why is it no good b'dikah? Why? B'imah got a mistopic here. Let's see the bira alocha. D'shekol ha'ufas b'day tzuris ha'pesa. You have in the middle of a b'dikah. It's no good. Why? The Mugadim is stopping the same as Shin Samadim. So it's a much larger than the Pizza Dwarf. The Mugadim has a suffix, whether it's Suez Apes or works for the Torah, or only mid the Rabbonim. But the Chazanish said, though the respect, the Mugadim made a mistake. So the Tavish had been in the Gemara that Suez Apes is good on the level of their eyes. He said, the Mugadim is wrong. And the Mugadim is a Galatiano, so the Galatiano. Chazanish was a mitzvah. They didn't hold from the Galatian. So he didn't have any. He was nervous about saying Prima Gadda made a mistake. But the Galatian Akran defended Prima Gadda. They say his suffix only was for Shabbos purposes. So for Kilayim, that's the very. That's what works on the level of the rest of the ground. If you have a fence in between the two farms, the plant grew up until the edge and plant grapes up until the edge. So there's no issue, Chloe Hakera. If you have a fence in between. Mercy, even if you have a tourist at Pesach in between, it works in Eretz Yisrael, but climb is an issue, the rest of it works to the Mata Kilai. So you see, the fairish that tourist at Pesach is there. The Galatiana Akran defended Prima Gadda. They say, the Gadda only raised the possibility by Shabbos. Shabbos, you need to be makif the whole area to be allowed to carry. So they raised the possibility, maybe a Tzuris HaPesach is not a Mechitza HaMakefas. It is not called a makif, because it can walk through it. But for Erevin, you don't need that it should be makif the whole field. You just need a Mechitza HaMakzekas. That's the Farish on the level of the rest. It's a Mechitza Mavsekes. He was only Mesupik to say that it's a Mesupik. It was only the Rabbanon, the Shabbos purpose. So according to the Prima Gadda, in order to make an Erev in an area, you want to use Tzuris HaPes. You have to first establish that the whole tradition of carrying is only the Rabbanon. If you have an Issa, the rice and you carry, an Erev is not going to help. An Erev is not going to help. But even if you don't hold like that from the Gadda, even if you don't accept the Gadda, there are other reasons why you have to first establish that the area that you want to carry in is not Rishus Sarab Deraisa, it's a Rishus Sarab Deraisa, the Erev is not going to help. For other reasons, yeah. Then he quotes the Rambam, Enzo is the first, the Tzitzia is the first, and the first. Mao Tzuris HaFes. Oh, what is Tzuris HaFes? Son of the Kamikami, the Kamikami, Amen. We'll end and get there. Even if the thing on top, the string on top, is not touching the top of the pole. It's way higher. It's still good. It's a Gemara, you know, and we'll end and get there. We'll end and get there. It has to be above it. It's on the side. Even if it's on the side within 3 tefachim, the way it should have been, still not good. You don't say love it to an imaginary thing. It has to be al gabei. That's the question, how do you determine al gabei? If you're also iron, according to the pull of gravity. The pashtus it should be according to the pull of gravity. The pashtus. And sometimes you have an eruv. And some of the poles are agabeim according to kefiros ayin. Other poles are kefir the pull of gravity. And that for sure is not good. That's bad. It should also be the same. Pashtus has to be according to the pull of gravity. Because you have to build the doorway. The way you would build the door, let's say I walk up the hill on 184th Street to go to Yeshiva. 184th is a steep hill. The A train has to go up. So it's a steep hill. So they don't build the houses perpendicular to the ground level. The house will fall down. Here, the street is like this. So if you're going to make the house at a right angle to the ground, the house is going to fall down. The houses are going to the pool of gravity, so you shouldn't fall down. So the Tzuris HaPesa is supposed to be, how would you make a frame of a door that would be part of a building? So it's not according to Rosh Hashanah, it's according to the pull of God. Not so hard to figure out the pull of God. You hold the string with a key on the bottom, or something heavy, and you see what's the pull of God is. You don't need a modern technological instrument to figure out what the pull of God is. Used to build houses years ago on mountains, on the side of a mountain, and they didn't fall down. You had to figure out the pull of gravity. You must have run and can't get a kind of a fever. I can't know you. I should have time on that man outside. No matter. So it's a person man outside. There's no good. What does that mean? The push of shot means you have a pole. Instead of putting the string on top, you have to go around that. But that's not acceptable. And others have other pshat. What does it mean, man outside? That's the question. What if you have a fat pole and it gets thinner as you grow up? And you tie the string around the top. So down the half of the top part of the pole. The bottom 10th of him, the pole is fatter. And if you would discontinue the pole there, the string on top is on top of the bottom part because it keeps on getting thinner as it goes up. The Chazanish thinks that that's no good. There's a lot of diagrams in the sefer, all page full of diagrams. Things that's not acceptable because it looks like it's been outside. It looks like it's been outside. That's when he asked Akasha, why is it no good been outside? You're banging a nail. Let's say here's a pole. You're banging a nail and then you tie a string. So say that the nail is a hemshech on this string and the nail is all got there. That's because you don't see that part of the nail that's inside the pole. You don't see it on the outside. On the outside, it looks like it's been outside. Even though you know you have a nail there, it's not good. So the Chazanish said, yeah. What if you drill a hole, though? What if you drill a hole through and through? And then you pull the string through the hole. So it's obvious that it's not on Gabem, it's not on the tippy top. That's our Baron Salvation, it's on the tippy top. It's not on the tippy top of the pole. But it's on Gabem. There's a hole, and it's obvious that it's going. The string is on top of the pole. So according to the Chazanish. And also they made a lot of eruvah like that. Well, let's say you have a tree. A big fat tree has a trunk, goes up. And then it goes like this, and it branches up. So I'm going to have the string right over there. It's not on the tippy top of the pole. The poles go up higher. But the big fat part of the trunk of the tree is more than 10 tefachim. It's obvious that the string is on top. So the Chazanish was made along that. So he made a lot of the Reuven in Eretz Yisrael based on the Chazanish. So many years ago, many, many, many years ago, they asked Rabbi Yashiv, so he said, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's no good, it's not medical, so they should go at night time, when no one's watching, it's some chacham may print it. But you go at night time and correct it. Make it the way it says in the Mishnah. But in America, a lot of times we make a ruvan like that, like the Chazon Ish said. It doesn't have to be on the top. Dal mehacha the upper part. It's above 10 tefachim above the ground. So the bottom part of the trunk of the tree is the kana. Oh, then he has on the top line, it's actually akana shedizanim chazok on kabo delvas kolshua, to the delvas al kash. If that's a delvas that's accepted in that part of the world. In China, I think, or in Japan, they have paper doors, they have light doors. You have a frame of a door, and then you have a cardboard or something. So if that's an acceptable door in that part of the world, that's called a devil shokash. Avakana shal gabi, avakana al gabon, sagi bakana shal filo gemi mehali. The kana gabim doesn't have to be sturdy to be able to bolt the door into it. Even a string is good. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quote, afilo gemi. Now, one of the Rosh Yeshiva from Chevron Yeshiva, Simchazis of Brady, passed away years ago. So he did the work for the Meiri on the Eridim. Asad Rav Kook asked him to do the work. So he has a lot of footnotes. So he raises an issue. The Meiri has a different gerson, Yerushalmi. The Gemi is no good. Meiri says, if the poles have to be sturdy enough to hold the door to attach to it, and the door will make it a mechitza, so Kavachayim with a string on top has to be sturdy enough to bolt the door into it. So a string is no good. So he raises the issue in his footnotes on the Meiri. Maybe we shouldn't use that heter anymore. Maybe we shouldn't follow this machaba. I feel the Gemi. But others have a different gerson. Yeah, it was the Mishnah Berurah right in some of the Gemi is good. The Kamakam also Gemi itself should lay not only there. Look, if the wind is going to blow it, there's Bechit Shushem and Kalam as if they will and see it. Was it because of the same Machzal Shekel? Machzal Shekel is a commentary on the Mugi Agor. The Kamakam kill Tuana Shagabam because of the Zog Dalshan Shabbatah. Tell us also that you need them Haruach. If the wind blows, the poles is no good. Bosh Kosam Mugi Agor. Finish Emishem Bechitza. Bechitza Shabbatah Nidah. I will come out of him, he himself is actually not called the Ruach. I will in Haruch, you need the Emet Rachman. If the wind is going to blow it down, then it's no good. But if the wind is going to blow it, that's not a problem. That's what he says. Yesh Machrenim Shemachmir in Bozeh, that's the Mishkan Es Yankiv. What's Nun Vov? Mishkan Es Yankiv has a long Arichas. Here in the footnote, Nun Vov. Ein Sham Otan. The loyim tachenu b'chos ke ish kam lo kiu kubin b'zeh. Ein shama shkos en rachel shen rosh magab yakanim. Nichpav lamata b'ibo ish nzo v'sachman yeh. Ish kan sakma says if it sags is no good. At three Pesach Frank has meikol if the string sags as long as it doesn't sag the ten tfachim to the ground. And Mishnah Sakim is machma if it sags is no good. Medina. There's a whole answer at six different reasons why it's no good. So then she said as a child, he remembers that he visited his grandfather Rav Chaim a few times. He was a young child, and he says, he remembers going around with the Dayan. He had to have some entertainment. He was a little child. So his entertainment was on a Friday morning, he went with the Dayan to tighten the strings, to make sure everything was tight, because the Mishkan Siyanka learned the Malajan. So they all followed the Mishkan Siyanka. Shemzankma has the chum against the Machzal Shekel. The Mishkan Berurah son of Rav, the Machzal Shekel says if the wind blows the string, it's okay. But the Mishkan Zankma says a whole bunch of reasons why it's no good. So for Moskva, that's where he ends off in son of Rav. You have to tighten the string. You need to look, the wind shouldn't blow. Okay, what is your base keeper? Maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Good days. What time is it? Oh, okay. We didn't do good days.